Clean Bandit with Rather Be. Now, Matthew Summers, you might have noticed during that song I've been fiddling about in the computer, been a bit, getting up to a bit of mischief.
Yeah, what are you up to?
So, the opening line of that song is, "We're 1,000 miles from comfort." And I thought to myself, right, I'm going to Google where is 1,000 miles from me. Brought up this map thing, plopped exactly on the map where our studio is, right here at the University of Westminster.
Right.
And it brought a massive radius. And I just went to a random spot in it. And 1,000 miles from the Smoke Radio studio is in a car park for something. I think it's a pizzeria in Sweden.
Where are you going with this?
Exactly, where am I going with this? We should go there. How funny would that be?
When
get on Ryanair, get on the cheap flights.
When would
let's
we
go? Like tomorrow. We can broadcast from Sweden.
Sure.
Should we do this?
Yeah.
Right, hang on. We'll get another song on and see if we can get to if we can get to Sweden. AJR of Week. The song that pretty much stones me up every Monday night when people convince me to go to the SU bar. I haven't heard that song in ages. Right, from a song I haven't heard in ages to a band I haven't heard from in ages. This is a new one from The Vaccines. Yes, they're back. They've got a brand new album coming out in a couple of months' time, and this is the first single from it, and it's called I Can't Quit. Have you ever woken up after a night out, looked at your phone, done the check, right, see, what have I put on my Snapchat? What have I done here? Have I tweeted anything I shouldn't have tweeted? But then ended on notes and find a random note. Well, a couple of nights ago, I was out, next morning, done the usual check, and found a note that I had written to myself or to someone called Susan. It read, "Dear Susan, I will collect the cabbage at Parliament at 12:09 p.m. tomorrow. Kind regards, Stephen." Now, there's a couple of things wrong with this. I don't know a Susan. I have no reason to go to Parliament to collect cabbage. And I have no idea why I wrote this. It was at 2:01 a.m. Please tell me I'm not the only one that does this. If you have any random notes on your phone from a night out, send them in to @smoke_radio on Twitter, and I'll read some out after the Chain Smokers, All We Know. Fighting flames of fire. Thank you to Alex, Sam and Faye, who have all got in touch with the notes that they've made on their phone during a night out. But the best one of all has to come from Mark, who has tweeted in a note which says, "Stephen Small," which is my name, "my Arsenal membership number," and the note saying, "Geezer from toilets, Arsenal fan, go to a game." This is a note from the very first time I met Mark. We were at the Undercroft Bar right here at the Harrow campus on a Monday Madness night, and people were singing Arsenal chants in the toilets. I was getting involved. He was like, "Oh, you support Arsenal, yeah?" We got chatting, and we agreed in the toilet while everyone else was going about their business around us to go to an Arsenal game together. And in fact, we did 2 months later.